You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
All right, Hoser. Here we go. My favorite day of the week. Hey, Hoser, how was that today, George?
Well done, my man. You still sound a little gurdy. Are you okay?
Oh, don't start with that. I've begun drinking alkaline water, which I've been told is a total scam.
What is it? I've never even heard of it.
Well, it's water that is loaded with alkaline, whatever that means.
Okay.
So its pH value is at 9 or 9.5, which is way up there. Neutral is right around the 5 level. If you're drinking soda, oh, you heard it right there. If you're drinking soda or other stuff with acid in it, it's down in the 4s or even the 2s or the 3s.
Okay.
You want to drink stuff above 5, according to this internet page I watched, or this internet I read, because that's my doctor these days, the gosh dang internet. Anyway, how you doing on this glorious Tuesday? You got a big NBA game coming up in the Twin Cities. You guys have a bona fide superstar. We're going to talk about the Ant-Man coming up in just a bit. Here's our cut list, kids, for today's visit from Charge. Trade down, it's science. Oh, you mocking me, that's rich. Be aggressive, B-E aggressive. This ain't Miss Pac-Man. You're late, I'll see you in court. Mic drop, baby. Ant-Man, Good Samaritan crash dummy, Helmet Frenzly, and Stiff Person Syndrome. There's the album for today.
I love it. Now, can I just pick and choose from the menu right now?
Well, I mean, you would imply that I have not given thought to the flow and the timing of all these topics, but I will let you choose. But you don't have it. Oh, you do have it in front of you because I texted you. So, yes, please pick from the menu. What would you like to start with?
This ain't Miss Pac-Man. I'm curious about that. I love my video games. I've always had a certain fetish for Miss Pac-Man. I would I'd hit that.
All right. This ain't Miss Pac-Man. Your brother, Charge, is self-publishing a video game, and you have stories. I'm praying the stories are as crazy as when Kurt Schilling and 38 Studios decided, hey, we can make video games. And then he asked his employees, why can't you just work straight with no days off? We do in baseball, you know. Moron. Right, and then they went bankrupt.
They did. That was a tough one. That was a guy, he loved his video games, and especially EverQuest, World of Warcraft, and those games, and he played them all the time. He had a gaming laptop that he would take on the road with him, and he'd be while everybody else is doing jock stuff on the road, he's in his room playing World of Warcraft. And he was like, well, you know what? I'm going to spin up one of those myself.
Right.
Not realizing that it is, I mean, that is about the toughest thing, the toughest game you can possibly code is a multiplayer online world. Oh, brutal, brutal. So yeah, that didn't go very well. But my brother coded his very own video game. It went on sale today. It is on the Playdate console, which is that little tiny yellow black and white screened console that fits right in your pocket. It is about the size and shape of about 5 credit cards.
Is this the thing that you bragged about getting?
Yes.
Retro thing. Okay, Playdate. Got it.
Playdate. Right. Yes.
Now, very simple. Okay, so your brother, first of all, this is news to me. Never heard of your brother.
Older? No, I had a brother.
Older, younger? Is he? Are you close with him? Does he live in the Twin Cities? Is he a Viking fan? Details, please.
All right, I'll give you the brief. The brief story. He was practically a high school dropout. He clung on and got his diploma by the narrowest of margins.
Right.
And made good on a went to, spent a year out of did not go to college with the rest of his friends. And in that year of not going to college, when all his friends did go to college, he was like, oh, all right, maybe I'm making a life mistake here. Went to college and he turned his life around and graduated with a math degree, gets hired by Microsoft.
Nice.
And flies out and relocates to Seattle, and was originally working email, but then they announced that they were going to spin up a video game division called Xbox. He raised his hand and got hired, and he's like the 30th employee in at Xbox.
Oh my God, he must be rich.
Well, you would think. Had he been there 1 year earlier, it would have been retire at 30 kind of stuff with the stock options he got. Aww. But a year later, it didn't work out that way. But he got 10 plus years in at Xbox. Then had a bunch of kids, moved back here to Minnesota so he could be around family, and then worked for Sony for another like 7 years at PlayStation, and then just retired.
Oh, okay. So he's retired at how old? 50 something?
48 or something. 48, yeah, not so bad. Yeah, it's a pretty good retirement age.
I hear he helped code the Red Ring of Death when he was at Xbox, which is pretty cool. That was a really nice feature he put in there.
Yeah. That's right.
After he did the blue screen of death, Bill Gates is like, hey, I could use you on this video game project. I need for you to brick the console and put a red ring on the power button. Oh, can do. Let's go.
Now, he did meet with Bill Gates privately 2 times while he was at Microsoft. Not on Epstein, but we're not ruling that out. Just not as far as I know. Okay. That is possible.
That was a cheap shot. Sorry about that.
It was a cheap shot.
That's great. And so he's doing his own video game, self-publishing.
Yes.
It sounds like for him and his background, programming a video game on a little tiny screen with very limited computing must have been easy peasy.
It was not super easy, but let me tell you what made it possible. Artificial intelligence.
Oh my God.
And here's the point of this story. He had two major needs that artificial intelligence filled. One was it just wrote code. So he had artificial intelligence is so good now that he would say, okay, ChatGPT 4.0, I need 100 lines of code, or not 100, I need code that does this. And then ChatGPT would spit out the code. Then he'd go run the code, and it wouldn't be quite right, or it would be. And if it wasn't quite right, he would say, no, I need you to change it a little bit so we'll do this. Spits out a code. And so he would, ChatGPT wrote like 40% of his code, maybe more.
My God.
And then for artwork, you know, he's not an artist, but the game needs art. So he had AI. He would describe what he was looking for. Yeah, you know, I'm looking for an imp who's got a fireball in his hand and he's wearing pants and he's got horns. You know, give me some art. And AI would just build the art for him. And it's, you know, this is not like Call of Duty level game. This is a small game. But the fact that he was able to use AI to make a game, a good chunk of the game, from building code and the artwork, amazing how much it's changed.
Wow. And, you know, this is what used to take all the human capital and all the hours.
That's coding. Right.
And it used to be outsourced to China and India. And then the joke was to those that got laid off in America, learn to code. Then your very lovely wife, who did either get laid off or decided to try a career change, learned to code and then quickly realized it's really hard. It ain't for me. And there's still a lot of kids way better at it than I am, even though I studied really hard and put my full effort into it.
You remember that. That is all true. Point being, out of all of this, I think, Zabe, you know, for the past 30 years, learn to code was a 100% gateway to a meaningfully paying career you want it. If you enjoy it, you want to do it, learn to code.
Now there's no reason to learn to code because AI does it better.
It's getting it, you know,
or not
it's,
no
it's
reason.
It's coming. It's coming, right? I mean, now I think what we're going to find is that the people who can manage the AI are going to, you know, there's going to be a job in that. You know, I'm an AI expert in drawing out the right code, and I can optimize the AI to get better code.
Right.
But it's going to be the day, I think that my daughter is planning to go to school for code right now, and I'm like, I'm not sure you want to do that.
Wow. You
know, I don't know that there's going to be coding jobs in 10 years. It might all be just run on AI, and that is possible.
It's crazy. It's sort of like, here's a little nerdy anecdote for you. Many, many years ago, when the internet first came on board and you could create crude web pages, I bought a book, a physical paper and ink book about how to write HTML.
HTML for Dummies was that book.
It was something like that, but yeah. And I remember fairly quickly somebody saying to me, yeah, you know what? Pretty soon nobody's going to need to know all this stuff because there'll be templates online that do all the back end stuff for you. You'll just drag and drop. I want a square here, headline there, picture there. And sure enough, now we have it with things like Wix and Weebly and all this other stuff.
It is true. You had to, before in the old days, you had to memorize and know all the HTML commands and everything.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm moving pixel by pixel, change this pixel to 87, not 86. And all that stuff. And
all right. So is the game any good?
It actually is really good. And
if it wasn't good, would you tell your brother? Would you be like, bro?
Well, I've been his lead tester for 6 months.
Oh, you've been the beta tester.
I've been the lead tester, yes.
Okay.
And so I've been playing iterations of this for 6 months, and it's gotten to the point for what it is, which is a roguelike dungeon crawler. It's quite good, and it's absolutely worth the $12 that he's charging for the 14 people who own a play date.
I was going to say, for the 14 people who own this yellow little device, which is wild, I'm looking at the photos right now, has a little hand crank on the side of it.
It has a crank, Zabe. It has a crank on it.
What does the crank do on the side?
So imagine a top-down racing game, and the crank is your steering wheel. Right. And so you can steer your car with the crank, or maybe it's a lockpick.
It's a game controller. It's not in order to give it power to actually.
No, you're not.
Wouldn't that be cool if it required no batteries? You could just crank it and put a little charge into it and play it for an hour.
Well, because this thing is black and white and it's not backlit, you need to play it in a lighted area. So it consumes like so little battery. Yeah, right. That's like your Kindle. Exactly. You can charge it like once a month. It's a piece of cake.
Oh, my God. And can I get these now? You said these were hard to get at some point.
They were hard to get. They're getting easier to get now. They launched it like right as the pandemic hit, and it's been taking them a while to get through the backlog. But now I think they're pretty close to shipping on demand with the Playdate.
All right. Very good. All right. What do you want to do next?
Do you want to become a Vikings fan?
No, I don't. Why? I don't need to. I don't want. I would never. Ugh. Even though you have Aaron Jones. Did we ever talk about that? Oh, by the way. Yeah.
We did.
And him with the purple sombrero and the skull chant and the walk-off. Clearly pissed off. Absolutely salty.
Yes.
That was a really hard one for us to take because he was a beloved Packer. And
yes.
He bled green and gold. And he clearly felt these motherfuckers didn't appreciate my four straight 100-yard games to close out the season and the playoffs last year. Five straight,
agreed.
Actually.
And good, and by all accounts, great guy.
Great,
everybody liked Aaron Jones,
great
right?
Great guy. And I was saying, look, they offered him seven. He was on the books for 14. I said, for 1 year, they should have just splurged and ate the extra seven and kept him at a price that may not have been what their preference is. Every now and then, you got to ignore the sort of arbitrage of, hey, man, you know, this is a hard cap. We got to make some hard decisions. Every now and then, make an easy decision that goes against your fucking accountants.
Yeah, I'm with you. And they found the money to keep A.J. Dillon.
I know.
That guy should be on the books for $0.
I know. He stinks. But it was like for $1.5 million. So it was like nothing. But anyway.
I know, but it's a roster spot. $1.5 million you could have put towards Aaron Jones. Yeah. But yes,
so I don't want to be a Viking fan. Why do you ask?
Well, because that's going to limit your employment opportunities now that you do not have an enforceable non-compete contract. And because I think now that none of us have an enforceable non-compete contract, I think you should be looking at potential radio gigs here in Minnesota.
What happened in this regard?
Today, a few hours ago, the FTC ruled the entire concept is now invalid. Every employment agreement with every non-compete agreement in America.
Wow.
Dissolved today.
Wow. Every industry, every state, because it varied state by state. Some states were so-called right-to-work states, which were more lenient in favor of the employee. Because, shit, you got to eat. You know, I know companies don't want you going right across the street taking your, you know, client base and knowledge base and punishing you, competing against you. But fuck off. Pay me a good wage and treat me right, and I won't leave.
I won't leave. Right. Right. And the danger for companies is you're going to take inside knowledge of how the operation of the company works and just go give it to a competitor or spin up your own competitor with that knowledge. And now employees, not enforceable.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Now,
Dave.
You say this is just stroke of the pen. Is there going to be legal challenges? There's got to be legal challenges.
Got to be, right?
This,
there's got to be. Okay. I don't know how this is all going to shake out. And this is all breaking news, right? So as we're recording it, so maybe I'm wrong and maybe some states will enforce it differently than others. But what it looks like right now is that all the non-competes are up and you may not have one, even if you signed one.
Would I love to be on your great station, KFAN? Of course. Powerhouse station. Would I love to live near you and then come over on a regular and play pinball and whatnot?
Oh,
it'd
be
a joy
amazing.
Come true. Would I tolerate being a disgusting purple Viking fan, losers that you are? No, I would have to really, that'd be a hard one, but it's so cold. It's so cold up there. I mean, even
it's
colder than Milwaukee.
It's not that much colder than Milwaukee. It's a little colder, not a lot colder.
Bullshit. I read the brochure. It says a lot colder. All the time colder. Super
much,
extra colder. Yes. Yes. Okay.
That is pretty much right. True. By the way, speaking of visiting each other, I don't think I've told you this. My daughter has settled on the Milwaukee School of Engineering.
MSOE, I'm looking at it right now from my 21st story apartment window.
No
beautiful
kidding.
Campus. MSOE. The guys will be glad because you know what they mockingly called what they mockingly call MSOE, the Milwaukee School of Engineering?
Do tell.
most sausage on earth. He said, a couple guys I know I played golf with, they went to MSOE and they're engineers, and they're like, yeah, it's all guys, basically. But well, good for your daughter, you know, helping raise those women enrollment numbers from 12% to 13%.
So it's the, I don't want to get too deep into this because people don't care, but apparently they're up to like 40% women.
Oh, really?
And, okay. And that was a big deal to her. She was like, look, I don't want to be the only woman there. And they've convinced her that there's going to be enough other women that it's she's going to be okay.
Dude, I love it, man. You know, girl engineers, all the stuff, the disciplines that typically are male-dominated, there's no reason women can't do them, and they should do them. So that's wonderful.
So I will be visiting often now. And
oh, yes, Charge.
So I need a spare key to your place. I mean, if you're literally overlooking MSOE when I go visit, I want to be able to just wander in and out of your place. Stay there, hit the couch, maybe the bed, maybe you haven't washed the linens yet. That'd be pretty nice.
We'll work on those details. All right.
I like the sound of that.
Next cut, Ant-Man. Yeah. Anthony Edwards, is fucking awesome. Tell me, as the Timberwolves tonight get set for a big game two, how excited the city is for this burgeoning superstar, how much you like him, and what is it about him that you love the most? Because I have a thought on that.
Anthony Edwards is not going to win MVP this year. He might win it next year. He's 21 years old, and he's already, you know, right now he's sitting like right on the cusp of top five. I mean, if his game gets 10% better, he could be the MVP of the league. And who knows, maybe he'll be the MVP of these playoffs. He plays like he did in game one.
Right.
He's incredibly special because he's good at almost everything. He's a good outside shooter. He can drive the lane. He's super physical. He can take a tough defensive matchup like he did with a lot of Devin Booker last game. And he can handle good defense. And the thing that he's got some just special qualities to him. He's got massive, massive amounts of like big play stuff, you know, highlight level dunks. He's got, when he gets hot, when Anthony Edwards gets on a heater and he is hot, he's just unstoppable. And he's still got streaky in him. He has some bad streaks too, where he just can't hit anything.
Right.
And when that evens out, he's just going to be a massive force, just an incredibly tough defensive matchup for anybody that's trying to stop him, because he's got all the arse. He's got the full skill set. And if you try to match him up with somebody that's as fast as him, that player's smaller, and now he's overpowering you. You put a bigger player on him, and he's running around you. It's just, he's really, really special, Zabe. And he might be the single reason why the Wolves end up getting out of a tough first-round matchup with the Suns.
Right. I love the fact that he plays in a Jordan-esque style that kind of went out of vogue, a rugged two who will willingly go into danger and traffic and be physical and dunk and do all this spectacular shit. The league had sort of sorted itself out in the last 15 years towards, you know, your shooting points, Steph Curry's, and then your nuclear fours that, you know, are big men but also can shoot on top of that. Now you've got this player who doesn't really comp to anybody else in the league, and what I love the most about him is the smile and the attitude. Yeah. He plays with a joy. He doesn't take himself that seriously, and so he can get hot and then, you know, do a little bit of a showboating against Kevin Durant, which does not come off as crass or, you know, juvenile or in your face, but it's just sort of a playful thing, because he admitted afterwards, he's like, man, KD was my favorite player growing up, which had to make the 35-year-old Kevin Durant right. Fuck, man, I'm old.
Yeah, right. he does. He has a perpetual smile on his face. The charisma is so infectious. He's so easy to like. He's just like a good dude. And so, you know, I don't know if the Timberwolves are going to go to the finals or even the Western Conference Championship, but yet sometimes you need to have that special player that might be Anthony Edwards for the Timberwolves right now. Of course, when people hear this, and if the Timberwolves get housed, like the Suns housed him all three games that they met in the regular season.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this will all sound absurd tomorrow, but right
I'm,
now,
we're, I'm glad we're you guys have a good NBA team and a superstar player, because you've been kind of deprived of that ever since Garnett left.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. It's been a long 20 years
right.
without, you know, between meaningful Timberwolves playoff action.
And the gods have cursed you guys for never having the Minnesota Wild be any really just not good, not as good as they should
no.
be.
No, they're always a middle tier operation, which right. is sad. Yeah.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Next cut, mic drop, baby. You saw Anthony Davis be a complete bitch after the Lakers got beat by the Nuggets on a spectacular fadeaway by Jamal Murray. If you didn't hear it, here's what it sounded like. This was his entirety, I guess, of his press availability after the game, Anthony Davis.
To kind of piggyback off that one, can you take us through that last play and just what happened and what unfolded? And what was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
And then he drops
that's
the mic.
That's your mic drop right there.
I mean, just be an adult, you pussy. Like, seriously. You can be blunt and go, hey, he made a shot, nothing you can do. You know, I was out there, I tried to jump, tried to get it, couldn't get it. Great step back, great player. We're not dead yet. Believe me, you're going to hear from us in this series yet. We're going back to L.A. Be a man. Don't be a baby. These are multi-millionaire babies at times.
Remember Cam Newton's post-Super Bowl?
Oh, my God, yeah. The worst. Yeah.
The worst, yes. I mean, you would think these, you know, they've done this a million times. Anthony Davis has done this, you know, literally thousands of times, right? He's probably played 1,000 games or close to it at this stage of his career. I mean, not 1,000.
How about Joel Embiid with his head down in his locker mm-hmm. complaining about the refs, even though they had plenty of chances to win that game? They're not wrong in that, you know, that the officiating was really sketchy on Monday night. LeBron as well was bitching about the referees. Here he is.
I don't understand what the...
And replay.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest.
By the way, another replay fail. I want this on the record as a hater of all replay in all forms. It's not fucking worth it. It doesn't goddamn work. When they overturn fouls like they did in this Laker game, mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. You go, well, what are they looking at? And so that's a failure of replay. And when people say, no, that replay didn't fail, it was the people using it or doing it that failed. I'm like, it's the same fucking thing. until AI, which is now writing video games, until AI does replay in sports, it's never going to work. Never.
Well, and the other thing that, what I hate about the challenge, what I hate about challenges in basketball in particular is the game is already such a momentum killer at the ends of these games anyway, with all the timeouts and all the free throws and, you know, what should be the climax of the game, the final like 90 seconds of the game. It's foul, shoot free throws, run down the court, miss, free throws, timeout, stoppage, commercial, go.
Right.
No flow. And then you add in challenges to that, which inevitably happen at the end of games, because why not use it then? And now we've slowed the game down even more and taken even more of the momentum out of that game. I hate that.
All right, next cut. Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Let me play the cheerleader chant for you.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
The reason I thought of that was I'm listening in the background today at, you know, my desk here to ESPN and the draft analysts and all that, and they were talking about which teams might move up. And anytime a team was going to move up, they would say, they could really be aggressive. And that's the term always used. And I laughed thinking, yeah, nobody ever says they're going to be desperate on draft day. Nobody ever says they're going to be reckless on draft day. The terminology chart is always couched in this positive, macho, bullshit mythology in football. We're going to be aggressive on draft day. We're going to go get who we want. No, you could be fucking stupid is what you could be doing. It's so funny. And you have a story, which is another cut. Trade down, it's science. They've done research that says trading down is almost always better than trading up.
Almost always better. Almost always better. You've raised a really great point on be aggressive. That I had never thought of that. I'm going to sprinkle that into the draft day coverage.
Thank you.
That we'll be having on KFAN live from US Bank Stadium on Thursday night. That is a very salient point. When the Saints traded their entire draft for Ricky Williams, was that aggressive or was it reckless?
Aggressively stupid.
You know, it is a totally valid observation. You know, and aggressive makes it sound great. And more often than not, the science says, and there are journal studies, like doctoral level studies, that show irrefutably trading down and accumulating picks is more likely to yield good results than either standing pat or especially trading up. And where teams get screwed up, Zabe, is they all think they're good at it. They all think they're going to hit their picks and that they want to be farther up in the draft so they can go get their guys because they're so confident that their process is better than everybody else's process.
Right.
And they're going to go hit their picks when other people aren't. And then they don't.
Yeah. I love it when teams and GMs say, well, we don't really have that many players with a first round grade this year. And I'm like, fuck your grading system. Your grading system is different than everyone else's. Yeah. And you're implying as if it's foolproof or airtight or perfect. It's not. It's a fucking guess. Well, we don't really have that many first round grades on players. Okay, tough guy. Pick somebody and hope that he doesn't suck. That said, this is our next draft topic to get into. Oh, you mocking me. That is Rich. Mock drafts are becoming a big business. And there's a story in the Star Tribune about how an interest in the NFL and mock drafts went from basically zero to infinity because of what? Gambling?
No, it's because we love the draft. We love everything about the draft, right? When you and I grew up, they barely even televised the draft. It was an afterthought. Now, of course, the NFL draft will outdraw every game of the World Series. It'll outdraw every game of the NBA Finals. I mean, it is.
It will?
It is a gigantic production.
I thought it got like a 6 or a 7. You're telling me it gets a double-digit number?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, yes.
I'm going to go look that up.
People love that.
I don't doubt you. Okay. All right. So what is the nuts and bolts of this story?
The mock draft.
Yeah.
So the mock draft started with, do you remember a pivotal magazine from our youth? Pro Football Weekly.
Yeah.
Yep. The Hub Arkish
out of Chicago. Yeah.
Yep. They were the first to publish mock drafts with Joel Birschbaum,
yeah.
as their lead analyst for this stuff. He was a shut-in in, I think, Baltimore or Washington, and all he did was it was just all tapes.
Yes.
You'd see him with VHS tapes stacked up to the ceiling of college games, and all he did was breaking down college tape all the time, and that lit the candle of all of the mock drafts that we have now, which are everywhere. I mean, there is no reputable media outlet that isn't doing mock drafts that follow the NFL. Now we love it. We love seeing, you know, who might fall to us. What's the consensus? Most of them are borrowing each other's information liberally, but you know, we love doing them ourselves. I bet a bunch of your listeners have done mock drafts, at least up to the picks that they care about, you know, say where the Packers go or whatever. It has become a big business. It's become a very profitable business, and people love it. And I don't blame them. I love it. I love trying to figure out where people are going to go. At the end of the day, most years, I will get like six guys onto the right spot at the right team out of 32 because it's really hard.
Right. But
and so many things change, and you know, and we're morons, and the teams are brilliant or not, and so still tons of fun, right? Guy drama.
Yeah, at one point, I believe. There were some people standing up contests where if you picked all 32 right, you won this fabulous prize. And then they realized it's basically the same as picking a perfect bracket.
Right.
In the tournament, it's as hard as, you know, standing flat-footed and throwing a quarter and landing it on the moon. It's just literally impossible. Good luck. Because there's too many trades that you are not going to see coming that swap up the whole order.
They do. One trade at like pick five. And now all the pins, it's like the lead pin in bowling, all the pins drop differently now and all the dominoes fall differently now. Right. And yeah, the whole thing changes. But that's the beauty of it, right? That's what we love. And there's no better. Is there a better sound in sports than the sound of the trade notifier on draft day? You know, when they're, you know. There's been a trade, and you're like, oh my god, what is the trade? I can't wait.
It does get you a little bit moist, a little bit horny, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It does. Thank you.
We're like Pavlovian dogs salivating at, oh boy,
the pick is in.
Exactly.
Oh.
All right, a couple more real quick. Did you see the piece of viral video last week that absolutely was stunning, very graphic? Guy died in it, but it was basically a carjacking down in Georgia in which a crazy person jumped into a utility truck, sort of like an electrical truck of some sort. The guy who owned that truck, or was, you know, the company that owned it, he goes up to the guy in the cab and fires at him with a gun at point blank range, somehow misses him. The carjacker in the utility truck then slams it in reverse and backs up 100 yards or so down the street. The guy who tried to shoot the carjacker, who was apparently a good Samaritan, who was a big fella who didn't do a lot of cardio, then inexplicably turns his back to the guy.
What? Don't do that. Oh, God.
Starts directing traffic to kind of go, okay, well, Eric, you go here, whatever. You see another person in the picture, and it was, of course, vertical cell phone video, the worst possible aspect ratio to get the right angle on everything, but you could at least see it. There was another guy who then starts running in a panic off of the road to the side of the road. And into the picture comes the carjacker in the utility truck at full bore. And the fat guy who tried to shoot him dead to rights. Wham!
Wow.
Hits the guy, launches him like 30 or 40 feet in the air. The truck careens off into a grassy area of a park area and then crashes through a fence and then somehow manages to get back on the street. Guy dies. Oh, one of the most insane videos I've ever seen, and graphic. And I guess I bring it up because I'm going to send you a link. You can watch it after this.
I don't know if I want to watch it after this.
Sorry. Why do they think so little of imminent mortal danger? Why even try to shoot a guy who's carjacking your utility truck. It's not your 65 Corvette, which is one of 30 in, you know, in existence, that's a precious thing that you're never going to, who the fuck cares? Unbelievable.
Amazing. You think it's probably a state of shock? I mean, you know, if you just tried to shoot somebody in the face, I think it's safe to say you're really not thinking clearly at that moment, and you end up, you know, you end up as a wreck. You know, you don't know what you're doing. I think he's probably in shock at that point.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to send you the link. You can figure it out if you want. You can watch it if you want. All right. Last one here. Helmet frenzy. Have you seen, it's like now is when teams are releasing their alternate helmets for the upcoming NFL season. There's a bunch of them coming out. The Broncos are bringing back the original blue with the orange D, which looks awesome. They've got a white version as well. The Houston Texans have three helmets. I do not care for them. One has a weird letter H on it, which I'd never seen before. I don't get. But are you excited by helmet frenzy?
I do get excited, honestly. You know, like what the Bengals.
What are the Vikings?
The Bengals. We don't know. They haven't unveiled theirs yet. The Bengals unveiled their white helmet last year. Gorgeous. I thought it looked great.
The Siegfried and Roy, as I call it.
Yes. Yes, that's a great way to put it. I loved that, and I do kind of get excited by that. And I'm not somebody who collects a bunch of jerseys and memorabilia, stuff like that, but I think it's fun. Now, you've seen fan mock-ups of alternate jerseys.
Oh, yeah, and helmets.
And a lot of times they're objectively way better than what the teams are doing now. Oh,
there's some very talented graphic artists who love their teams and are really good with an eye. And and you wish they would actually make these things.
Right, I do. I want, what I think the NFL could and should do is say, we got a 32-team competition. Every team, we are taking in your best Vikings recreations, and we're going to pick one of them. Somebody picks one of them, whoever, and those people get royalties, and they get to be the alternate helmet this year. And why would you not do that? It electrify your fans. You get all these designers. You get cool stuff out of it, cool images. I mean, do it.
Yeah.
Let the fans do it. Crowdsource that.
Yeah. And, of course, the most stodgy and conservative of uniform teams, the Green Bay Packers, are resisting with every fiber in their being doing this. Rumor has it they have an alternate white helmet this year.
Oh.
But it's not yet announced. I can guarantee you half the fan base is going to lose their mind saying, that's not who we are. This is bullshit. So what, we have a black jersey, an alternate black?
Now, those days are over, right? So the Packers, when they do the throwbacks, the Packers are wearing, like, is it blue or brown or something?
They once did.
Old uniforms?
Yeah, but those are alternates. Those were throwbacks, not alternates.
Right.
Alternates are a different thing. They don't harken back to a previous era. They're just a new wrinkle on an old tradition.
Yeah, I get that. But also, I understand the Packers love to throw back to the old days. I get it. You have a glorious history and everything else. But it's also wearing a bunch of colors nobody ever knew. And does,
true.
Nobody alive ever saw.
Yeah. Well, the games were played in black and white back then. I've got proof of that old footage.
That is probably true. If your kid went to Columbia, would you demand a refund?
Oh, my God. We don't have time to get into this. We'll do it next week. It's crazy. They're locking down the campus, sending everybody home to do remote because they will not remove these psycho pro-Palestinian protesters that are endangering everyone, but especially Jewish students. It's fucking bonkers.
It really is. And if I'm not paying Columbia's prices so my kid can learn from home.
Yeah, but these stupid libs that send their kids there, they're too dumb to even realize that they're being scammed. So good for them. It's lib on lib crime. I can accept it. All right, Charge, as always, a pleasure, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Bye-bye.
No way. Yeah, they're not that long. Okay, so that's our topic for today. So good day. Good day.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.